All right, so back to what I was saying. This is why the president doesn't necessarily have to pay taxes because he's producing so much greater. They ain't really worried about his little percentage because what he's giving out. That's the name of capitalism. This is where, the whole right versus left, they kind of disagree. Right says, hey, tax cuts. I'm gonna give you a tax cut so you can go ahead and produce something. Make you a company, even if you only f hire five of your homeboys. There's five more dudes that's putting money back into the system. Left to tell you, well, no, we should get everything for free and we should take it from the wealthy and they should pay their fair share.
That's called the Robin Hood syndrome.
Basically. But look at how that works out in places like Venezuela.
Right. Oh my God, dude. So bad.
Which is such a shithole right now.
Horrible.
I've got a guy that I watch on YouTube. He's there right now. Dude, fuck me up. He went there 2 years ago. He paid like 2,900 bolivars for a cup of coffee, right?
Fuck that.
2,900 bolivars. Now, I think in USD, that's only like $4, maybe $5. However, that same cup of coffee, that dude went there last week. That same cup of coffee right now is 1.4 million bolivars.
Oh my God, dude, that's horrible.
1.4 million bolivars.
Right, which in their money, that's their dollar. So
Yeah, so that
picture
was
that.
like paying
Picture that.
$1.4 million for a
A
Starbucks
cup of fucking
cup of
coffee.
coffee.
Fuck that.
That's bullshit. So
Bro.
this what did but what happened with the Venezuelans? The government gave them all kind of free stuff. They was making oil. The bad thing was that was the only thing the country was making money off of. So when oil was at $125 a barrel, oh man, they in there, they dancing, and man, if everybody we getting fat.
Right.
But when that oil went down to $30 not too long ago, a barrel, oh shit. Uh-oh. Now, well, what do we do?
Right.
Ah, damn, we was getting money from here now. That's it. But everybody was getting free health care. Everybody was getting free college.
Yep.
Well, that's great. Again, economy fucked up on them. Now they ain't got shit.
Not a
Which
damn thing.
is capitalism 101. And people want that shit here. Please, if a cell phone tower goes out for more than an hour, people lose their shit here.
Oh man, they go fucking ballistic.
Yeah. Let's try the whole country not have Wi-Fi for an hour. Just 1 hour. That's it. Ain't asking for a lot. No internet for an
Yo,
hour.
sad but true. If we lose Wi-Fi nationwide for an hour, I'm gonna say 40 to 60% will commit suicide.
Yeah, no bullshit. No bullshit. One fucking hour.
It's
1 hour. So
sad but true, man.
what are you supposed to do if you're these people out there paying 1.4 million for a damn cup of coffee?
Yeah, that's a cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, bruh. So the shit's so ignorant. He's going through, and again, I'm just watching him do certain stuff. Dude gets in line and he gets a loaf of bread. 2 million bolivars for a
No.
loaf of
Nope.
bread. Cat sits in line for about 2.5 hours for just a loaf of bread. By the time he gets to the end of the line, it's went up to 2.6 million bolivars
My God.
2 hours. So this shit is up 600,000 bolivars in 2.5 hours? Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Bullshit. But hey, that's socialism. That's
Yeah,
what people
and
want, man.
hey, it's wild, bro. Look, and just so everyone knows, he didn't vote for Trump, just so y'all know, like this
Yeah,
is it.
I didn't vote for Trump nor Hillary. I had a throwaway vote. I went Green Party with I think her name was Jill Stein, which she was super trash, but no, at the time. I couldn't vote for either one of the real parties, I put it that way.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be back here in a second.
That's a disgrace. Gentlemen from Rhode Island will suspend.
No, the disgrace
Mr.
what this man has done.
Gentlemen from Texas will suspend for a moment.
There is a disgrace, and it won't be recaptured anytime soon because of the damage you've done to the justice system. And I've talked to FBI agents around the country. You've embarrassed them. You've embarrassed yourself. And I can't help but wonder, when I see you looking there with a little smirk, how many times did you look so innocent into your wife's eyes and lie to her about Lisa?
Mr. Chairman, it's outrageous.
Put his ass on blast just to let it be known that we're seeing through the bullshit and we won't take no more. He cheated on his wife, tried cheating the election. You can't really deny it, you done got caught texting. Point of order, every Democrat. Slithering like a snake, cause the spine's what you lack. Y'all done got caught. Pretty red-handed. The more that you lie, the more your reputation's damaged. Oh shit, my bad, your reputation's dead. I'll trust a rabid dog before I ever trust the Fed. But that's kinda how it goes, I'm just a man on these streets. My life was already taken by some crooked-ass police. President Trump, let me help you drain the swamp. Invite me to the White House for a five-minute talk. Let's have a little discussion on some past wrongdoings. And after we talk, maybe you'll help a nigga sue him.
Counsel of the FBI, based on the special counsel's equities, have directed me not to answer any questions about the ongoing investigation into Russian attempts to interfere.
The gentleman will suspend and the clock will suspend. Mr. Strzok, you are under subpoena and are required to answer the question. Are you objecting to the question? If so, please state your objection.
Mr. Chairman, I object.
The gentleman, it does not have standing to object. There is no
point of order.
There's no need to answer, bro. We already know everything that we need is right here in your phone. You said you wasn't biased, but that's hard to believe. This is your work phone, is it not true indeed? Now, why'd you cheat on your wife? She support Donald Trump, or maybe she stopped giving it up cause she knew you was a punk. Hot point of order, shove it up your ass. I really can't believe y'all support this trash. Talking this man up as if he was a hero. He's helping out the traitors, 1 to 10, he's a zero. You think that smile's scary? It's just letting people know that you're batshit crazy and it's time for you to go. The FBI told you, you can't say shit. Lord, that lets me know they corrupt in a bitch. Without a matter of time, Mr. Chairman, I yield back. And I request a motion for recess so I can smoke this sack.
Hey, but it's true though, man. I had a throwaway vote, and it was actually so ugly, man, because my wife voted for Trump.
And just so y'all know, she is Hispanic.
Yeah, she voted for Trump, and the reason why she voted for him, and it made perfect sense for her. And she kind of had to educate me on this particular situation of my wife has her own business, so she said for her, the only logical person for her to vote for was him, if she can get tax breaks, if she can write out certain stuff to help her expand her business. And in the meantime, that's going to help me out because, hey, we're in the same household. But this, again, this is where during the election time, she was a boss. I was more employee-minded. This is honestly, all of this shit right now is about what are you? Knowing yourself, are you the boss? Are you the employee?
And this is basically what it comes
down to.
That's
what it's coming down to. What are you? Well, I'm a boss. I'm no. Because see, a lot of people say they're a boss because that's what's cool to say. Right. Oh, I'm a boss.
It was a trend. Yeah, it was a trend.
Thanks, Rick Ross. You know,
fucking shit. Cop.
So I'm a boss. Oh, all that bullshit. He was right, but now in real life, this dude got like 20 wing stops. That's the kind of shit you got to do, though. And honestly, if
right, like 50, like 50. When 50 blew, he bought the water company.
Right. He bought the water company, even bought a few other things. I heard today that he talked to Al Haymon, which is like one of the big wigs for boxing. He's looking into getting his G-Unit boxing promotion. He's about to get his own fighters. So
Boss
in that thing. However, that dude had to make a conscious decision. What am I going to be? Am I going to be a boss or an employee? That's it. Under a Trump presidency, your brain has to switch over to boss mentality.
I mean, because that's what it's about, bro. I mean, think of it. You go back to when America's workforce first started booming, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's mentality was to be a boss.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything was new. Everything. There was no such thing as a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now look at it. Some of the stupidest shit you ever thought possible is a fucking job. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wanted to be a boss, but motherfuckers got lazy. They got comfortable to being workers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just because something's already out there, all right, that's cool. Make your own thing of it. You know what I'm saying? If you think you got a better product, make it better.
Right. Take what we're doing right now. There's a million and one podcast out there.
Right.
However, you know, we've decided to go ahead and say, yeah, it's a million and one podcast, but it ain't quite like yours, or it's not quite like mine, my radio station.
Right.
We had to go get our own pieces of the Matrix.
Basically.
Yeah. So you're right. Yeah, I think you're talking about the Industrial Revolution for the most part, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, like when Ford made the car and everybody laughed at him.
Right, right. Yeah. And that nigga was like, all right, y'all see. Y'all are fixing to see. Or like when the light bulb, my nigga, the light bulb. Oh, that nigga's crazy. That shit will never work. You can never trap electricity in a bottle. Yeah. Never happened. And look at us now, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Even if the idea is already thought of and it's already produced, if you think you can make a better version of it, do it.
Right.
It's still going to get you paper if it's successful. Like, all right, here's another one. The whole music industry, it's about to fall apart.
Why do you say that?
Everyone's getting tired of the whole label shit, bro. Think of it like this. When you're with the label, like the MTV Cribs bullshit, nigga, that's all bullshit. That is all. Everything's rented. Why do you think them motherfucking houses look so goddamn me clean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Come on now. You talked about, we just had a house party last night. You got a couple girls laid out on the floor, but there ain't no trash nowhere. Come on. If you partying with some real niggas, there's going to be a mess somewhere.
Hey, man, we've done it.
How many times?
We've done it, man. We up here picking folks up outside, man. They sleeping in the drive. Man.
You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be traces of you having a party, not just people fell out. You can't have a spot fucking house if you just threw a big ass house party.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, the record labels, if you don't know what the fuck you're walking into doing that shit, they're gonna steal everything from you. You're only gonna get a certain fucking percent. You're going out there talking about you're making this, you're making that, but half the shit that you're wearing is rented from jewelry stores.
Yeah, true.
All right, y'all, we got disconnected. I'm going to go ahead and leave this one how it is. Maybe post something the next day or so, you know what I'm saying? Thank y'all for listening, you know what I mean? We'll see you next time here on the Revolution Podcast.